Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea and I am in charge of picking the activity.
And my name's James. I'm in charge of choosing the alcoholic beverage.
Last time, we went to Up at the O2 with...
a rum on the rocks.
Yes. And the time before that, it was Harrods.
With a WKD, perfect pairing.
What a perfect pairing. So would you like to know where we're off to today?
Yes.
We are off to Hampstead Heath.
Oh, the Heath.
We bloody love the Heath, don't we?
And for the drink, I'm once again sat in front of the drinks trolley. I've got, you name it, I've got it on here. It sounds empty. It does sound really empty, doesn't it?
It does. I think we've had a few too many drinks of recent.
You name it, somehow we'll be able to make that drink. But today I have gone for the classic. I've gone for the gin and tonic. It has two major ingredients to it. We've got the gin and the tonic. But actually, there's something missing from here.
What?
I'm gonna take the mic.
Okay.
Because, very important for the gin and tonic.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Is the ice. And you need a big ice cube. Like, this is like an inch.
Oh my Hear that? God, no. I'm so sorry if you're wearing headphones.
We'll
gently,
dip that.
Gently.
You need a big old...
I'm not sure getting ice out of the freezer is the ASMR that people want.
So
they want like whispering.
You need a ice cube. So you need a big ice cube because lots of ice makes a gin tastier.
Can I just say, we've got a big ice cube tray mold thing.
From Amazon.
I think you can get it from Lakeland too. They will change your life. Just Google it. I've bought them for friends since and it is such a good present because they're like, oh my God, the bigger your ice cube, the less it melts.
Yeah. Spherical ones are supposed to be the best because they melt evenly, but too much faff to make. So for you, we're gone for a Brockman's gin.
That is my favourite gin. I did not know we had any left.
Yeah, it's a premium gin. It's intensely smooth. Also, I meant to get some grapefruit.
Right.
Because grapefruit in gin is brilliant, but I forgot. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're taking your role very seriously.
No, I've got the most important parts, the ice, the gin, the tonic, all done. And now we are ready to go.
Cheers.
You got to click.
James.
Lovely, isn't it?
Oh, now we've got our drinks.
Uh-huh.
Let me take you through the basics of Hampstead Heath.
Yeah.
Okay, especially for you, if you're listening and you're thinking, I don't know too much about it. So basically, Hampstead Heath, this is what Wikipedia says. It's a large, ancient London heath. And you may think, but what's a heath? Don't worry.
Do you know what? I don't know what a heath is.
Exactly. I looked that up too. And a heath is a shrubland habitat found mainly on free draining, infertile, acidic soils and characterized by open, low growing, woody vegetation.
Okay.
Catchy, right? I still
don't really know what that is.
No. I think it's quite wild, essentially.
Okay.
And it's classified by the type of soil that it's got on it. But when it comes to Hampstead Heath, Mm. I think what you can see there is that it's very hilly.
It's high up.
It does feel quite wild, doesn't it? It's almost like you're in a country park, not a park.
Yeah, you wouldn't go, do you know what, I'm in central London.
No, not at all. It's got a Lido, it's got playgrounds, a training track, a model boating lake, it's got swimming ponds in it, and it also has Parliament Hill, which is one of the highest points of London. And if you go up there, and we definitely will go up there,
yeah,
there's an incredible view across London. So if it's a sunny day, it's definitely a place to be on your bucket list of things to do when you come to London.
Yeah, and today we're quite lucky because it is very sunny.
It is. Do you know what else it's known for? By locals. I don't think this is something that... if you were reading the Wikipedia page, this wouldn't come up.
No.
But I personally know it well as a place where celebrities walk their dogs.
Yes. Yeah. Lots of celebs live around there. Lots of rich people live around there.
Yeah.
I do know that it has more millionaires around its boundaries than any other area of the United Kingdom.
Does it?
Poshos.
So posh. So expensive.
Posh people say affluent. That's what they say.
They do say it. I like that. But I would say it's definitely a place where actors, writers, journalists, like media lovey types.
Yeah.
That are on a good bit of money. Because it is really, we're talking multi-million pound homes.
Oh, yeah. Do you know who lives there?
Who?
So I've got a list of people. Judy Garland is, I don't know.
Oh, what? Do you think Judy Garland's alive?
I don't know.
Hang on.
If you kill her off...
No, James, she died in 1969.
That's the one. That's okay.
Who are you thinking of?
I don't know. But also,
like,
people...
I think she died very, like, publicly as well, so...
Well, did she? Sting, he's alive. Ricky Gervais.
My friend who walked her dog there last weekend, her dog met Ricky Gervais's dog.
Yes. See? So we're on the hunt for Ricky.
Absolutely. That would be, that's like the gold standard. That's like the best you could possibly see, right?
Boy George, Jonathan Ooh. Ross, Judi Dench.
Now, if you are listening and are not based in the UK, it is true that most of these are quite UK-based celebrities, well, but these are big names.
We're in the UK, that's why.
I mean, Judi Dench, she's a global legend.
Ringo Starr.
Oh.
He's in the band.
I did not know that he lived in London.
That's some of the people.
Okay, so they're who we're on the lookout for.
Yes. Yeah. Just see them walking about, maybe going for an open-air swim. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Emma Thompson or Judi Dench.
Emma Thompson?
Emma Thompson lives on there.
And she's married to Greg Wise, who my mum fancies.
Gillian McKeith.
Shut up. Gillian McKeith on Hampstead Heath.
Gillian McKeith on Hampstead Heath.
If we see Gillian McKeith on Hampstead Heath, that's
Maybe she goes and, like, because you know what she likes? She loves, like, sniffing the turd.
Do you think that's why she's there? Do you think that's why she moved there?
Because
she's
people,
like...
people walk dogs, right? And
yeah.
And dogs
yeah.
go to the
Yeah, we should really clarify. We mean dog poo, right?
No, but she loves it all.
Oh, right.
She on the telly, she loves the human stuff.
She does, but here's a hoping there isn't. A lot of that scattered about.
Obviously, I'm aiming for seeing the Dench or similar.
Oh, my God. That would be incredible.
But I will accept a McKeith later on down the line.
I actually think McKeith would be better.
Excuse me.
I would lose my shit more over Gillian McKeith.
She would love that.
Ooh, so... if we see a famous person, I think we should be able to classify that as one whole interesting thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to remind you that when we get to Hampstead Heath, we will be deciding between us and trying to settle on five interesting things about the Heath whilst we're there.
Yeah, and they will not be your classic Wikipedia entries.
No, well, no. Depends. It's a bit harder to research this one, actually.
Okay, so that's telling that you've basically read the Wikipedia page.
Well, I've read that and I've read some other websites, but yes, there's some cool things about it.
Yeah, well...
One thing I've got is very good. One thing is very good.
Okay, well, you'll be glad to hear that none of my facts come from Wikipedia. So I'm ready to absolutely win this one.
Okay. So should we go?
I think so. Drink up your gin. Let's get on the road and we'll see you at Hampstead Heath.
Necking it responsibly.
Oh, cheers.
Mm.
All of my facts are from Wikipedia. On the journey to Hampstead Heath, I'm going to have to do some significant more research. I don't think Jessica can hear this.
We've just entered Hampstead Heath.
Here we are.
We are right by Parliament Hill Lido, which, do you know, before I came to London, I didn't have a clue what a Lido is.
No, I didn't know. Well, no. I lived here for 5 years and didn't know what a Lido was.
They're outdoor swimming pools. Now, we got the tube, the Northern Light, to Tufnell Park, but there are loads and loads of different stops you can get off at for Hampstead Heath because it is such a huge park.
Yeah.
So just look at the map and decide which way is easiest for whatever you're coming from.
It's massive.
Now, I think the first thing we should do is walk up Parliament Hill.
Yeah, to look for Gillian.
to look for Gillian.
Yeah.
To look at the view of London.
Oh, the view, yeah.
And yeah, we'll have a little gin up there too, to reward us for our efforts.
I've got a gin in my hand and I'm ready.
Yeah. And as we go, why don't I tell you a bit of the history of Hampstead Heath?
Well, is this from the Wikipedia?
Mine actually isn't from the Wikipedia page, but feel free to interject with some wiki facts as and when you have them.
Okay.
To start us off, the first written record of Hampstead Heath appeared in what year? Give me a guess.
1582.
Much earlier than that.
Yes, that's what I was going to just say. It's definitely when it was already here.
986, which feels like a weird year to be saying as a year because it doesn't feel real.
I would say 986 because then you'd say 1996.
So 986. Is that who's it?
Well, I'm just making that up now through logic.
Okay.
986.
So in 986, Ethelred the Unready, what a name, by the way.
Ethelred.
Ethelred the Unready. But imagine
Ethelred or Ethelred.
Ethelred. But imagine being like known for being not ready. Oh my God, that's you. I'm trying to get you out the house for this.
No.
You're James the Unready.
I'm always ready, you just didn't give me a time.
God! So they found a written record of Ethelred giving their servant 600 acres of land at a place called Hempstead, which is Hampstead.
Hampstead, okay.
Yeah, it's spelled H-E-M-S-T-E-D-E, that's what it used to be called.
So it was a gift, she kept hold of it.
I don't think it's a she. Like, no. I don't think they were that liberal back then.
Oh, I just imagine someone called Ethel as an old lady.
No, I'm pretty sure the blokes had all the power still. However, oh my God.
The man called Ethel.
Ethelred.
Oh, is that just the surname?
No, it went Ethelred the Unready. You know, like John.
I know John.
I was going to say John the Conqueror. That's not William the Conqueror. You know John the Conqueror?
Yeah.
Like that. It's a name like that, isn't it?
Okay.
But actually, that's not the bit of the history that I find that interesting. The part that I do find interesting is the fact that this whole area was ancient woodland and people used to live in their country estates. And as London got busier and busier and they had to make trips in, they would have to get into their carriages and come through Hampstead Heath to get into town.
That's cool.
Which meant what?
It meant that they had to get on their horse and gallop through.
They did, which meant they became well known to a certain band of blokes called highwaymen.
Okay.
So the highwaymen used to stop the carriages and say, "Give me your money, give me your money." So it became really well known in this whole area.
Like field pirates.
That there would be, exactly. And also, there's a really famous one. Have you heard of Dick Turpin?
Of course I've heard of Dick Turpin. Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Dick Turpin's line, when he stopped people, was he'd go, "Stand and deliver."
Oh, is that what the...
Adamant song
is from, okay.
Yeah, we'll play a little bit now.
So sick.
And actually, if you Google the lyrics of that Adamant song, it is all about being a highwayman.
So Dick Turpin used to wander around here?
Correct.
So when was Dick here?
Like in the 1700s.
So if I came here, what, 300 odd years ago,
mm-hmm.
I'd see Dick flapping about along here.
I mean, yes, maybe. Also, Dick's dad used to own a pub called the Spaniards Inn.
Senior Dick.
And he used to use Dick's pistol every night to fire it and to let everyone know last orders.
So his ceiling's just full of holes?
Correct.
That's annoying and also a bit stupid. Say he lived upstairs or his partner was upstairs, that's pretty dangerous.
Oh, I don't think they had health and safety regulations.
I know, but they had health.
Would you make him a towel? Do you think that's interesting?
Well, I don't really care about Ethel.
Okay.
Learning about Dick. Dick used to wander these fields.
I think it's more the fact that this place used to be rampant with highwaymen. I think that's really fascinating.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that's something that we can put on the list.
Fantastic
news. As our first one.
Good to know. And, superbly timed, we are now...
Yeah, you got a cheer.
We're now at Parliament Hill.
Shall we sit down and have a gin?
I think we should have a gin.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
To Hampstead Heath. Hey, I don't think this is going to count as one, but do you want to know an interesting legend from Parliament Hill?
What?
This is where Guy Fawkes' chums intended to watch Houses of Parliament explode from up here.
It would be a good view.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's a bit of a legendary tale, so I'm not sure how true it is. But
you're not having that.
I know. Right. I still thought it was interesting.
Should we have a little wander around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm going to tell you more of the history of this park.
Okay. Well, I've got some stuff to talk about as well, so let's go down here. My turn. Say something.
I'm very excited, James.
Hampstead has the deepest shaft of anywhere in London. And that massive shaft is 181 feet. Do you know this?
But this is so typical. You just spent the last 10 minutes talking about dicks flapping and now we're onto shafts.
So
I'm not surprised.
No, it's true. That's the technical engineering term.
Okay, go on.
So, because there's loads of hills and stuff here.
Yep.
The London Underground Network, the deepest tube station, is Hampstead. Yeah, and that's 192 feet. But it has the deepest underground shaft to go with it of 181 feet.
Is it one of those tube stations where you have to get a lift down? Do you know that?
It's got various ways of getting down. The way I know is a spiral staircase with 300 steps.
Shut up.
That's true.
Yeah, but you have never, ever climbed those 300 steps.
I do frequently.
Sure you do.
Well, deepest shaft in London is right here.
I'm on the fence whether to give this
it's
to you.
It's the bigger shaft.
Because I know that you've literally gravitated towards this because you get to use the word shaft.
No. That is interesting because I'm a big fan of the tube network.
You are?
And how can you say going that deep is not interesting?
Oh, God.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
How can you contest that?
Okay, here's my thoughts.
Yeah?
It's a little tenuous because it's about Hampstead Tube Stop and not Hampstead Heath, right?
Yeah.
However.
We should celebrate big shafts. That's the thing.
I've never seen you so excited about a shaft before.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give it to you.
Good. Deservedly so. I have got a list of people who live here.
Have you?
Yeah. Richard and Judy.
I would love to see them.
Richard and Judy, we're on the hunt now. Pay attention.
Okay. No, honestly, I've got my sunglasses on, which makes me not pay attention. I'm going to take them off.
Stephen Fry. He lives here. Damon Hill, he's a racing driver.
Would not have a clue.
Nigella Lawson lives here.
Oh, my God.
Loads of people. In fact, that's a... No, Nigel Lawson lives here.
Oh.
He's a politician.
I would not be as excited to see Nigel Lawson. No offence, Nigel. We are now walking down to the mixed swim ponds. What I will say about this area is it feels like we have definitely got into the ancient woodland style area.
Yeah, these trees are proper old.
But it feels like we're in some kind of magical forest. And that's what I quite like about Hampstead Heath. Oh my God, a dog.
Doggo.
Dog. He's not famous though. I got really excited that the owner might be famous. He is not. Oh my God, I need to take a photo. It's so nice here. It's gorgeous.
We've never been here.
No. Hiya. Does it cost money to go swimming? How much is it?
It is £4.05.
£4.05?
Yes. And concession is £2.43.
Okay.
It's very accurate prices, aren't they?
Don't ask me.
Do you go in? Is it cold?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
It's very good value though, isn't it?
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, it's funny you should say that, because that's what I've got some information on.
Go on.
It's been a bit of a dispute. Because the prices have gone up this year.
Oh my God.
From February. And people have started a petition to say it's too expensive now.
Okay, what was it?
I don't know, but what they want is they want it to be £1 for concessions and £2 for everyone else. That's what they're going for.
That's much more now.
Yeah. So people are not happy. I thought, I'm not going to put that in as something for you to rate. I just thought you might find a petty dispute quite interesting.
Okay.
I do have a bit of a fact for you around the swimming ponds, okay? Name me a river in London.
The Thames.
Correct. Can you name another?
No.
There is another.
The River London?
Nope.
The river... Oh. No, I don't know.
So?
There's only one, actually, because I have seen the start of EastEnders.
Yes.
And it clearly shows that one river going through it.
Obviously, you know about the Thames.
Yeah, I've seen it.
London has a lost river called the River Fleet.
No, it doesn't.
It does, and...
How can you lose a river?
It runs right through the West bathing ponds. In fact, that was the source of it. And sometimes when you're swimming there, you can hear it flowing.
Can you, though?
Yeah. That's a little...
Someone's made that up.
That's a little fact for you. How are you feeling about that?
Well, I don't believe it.
I don't think someone can just make that up.
I'm not interested by it.
Yeah, to be fair. It's like, it's one for the geography fans.
Yeah. Tributaries.
Okay, so the next thing is less of a fact and more of a thing. I'm going to take you somewhere in this area that you have never been to before. It's quite a hidden, unknown part of the Hampstead Heath complex.
Yeah.
But it's... From what I've seen on Instagram, it's beautiful.
Okay.
So I'm going to present this to you as a, I didn't know about this kind of thing.
Okay.
So we do have to walk a little bit further.
Right.
That's
fine.
I promise, I really think you're going to like it.
Okay, let's go. Complete this sentence. It's fun to stay at the...
YMCA.
You're breaking a law.
Oh, what?
There are a number of bylaws in Hampstead Heath.
Right.
47, in fact, including singing. Singing is banned. You need permission to sing from the council in writing. So you've just broken the law.
Oh, my God.
On a podcast.
What are they going to find me?
Lots of money. You can't shake or beat anything. That's another one. You can't repair a chair, including push chairs. That's the thing you can't make. One of them is you cannot sit on a bench if you're dressed as a rat. Because you can't do that. Other things include...
There's so many things. These weird bylaws.
You can't take home souvenirs. You can't uproot or destroy anything.
Oh, so I couldn't pick a flower or something?
Nope, it's illegal.
Oh! Why do you know Hampstead Heath had so many regulations? That singing one, though, I can't believe you've made me do that. I'm a rule keeper.
Is that one of our five?
Absolutely. I love those weird, quirky, historical facts like that. Nailed it. To get to the secret place that I'm taking James to, we've actually left the park for a second as a shortcut, but we are now coming across some of the most ridiculous houses. We might actually be more likely to see a celebrity going through these little back roads. What do you reckon?
Like world famous people.
Well,
We've got such high brick walls blocking out the houses. That means you're famous, right?
I always find it weird when I look into some posho's house.
Yeah.
And I see their kitchen and they've got Cocoa Pops and I go, they're the same Cocoa Pops that I eat and they're a millionaire.
We're not so different after all. Here it is. What can you see that? This? That's so beautiful.
What is it?
So.
How do we get in?
This is called the Hill Garden and Pergola. And a pergola is one of these, it's like an outdoor terrace.
Yeah.
And I did do some searching about it. It was commissioned by Lord Leven Hume, who made his fortune selling soap, as you do.
Oh, the sooty bastard.
And it says, one summer's eve in 1904, he decided that his nearby mansion needed an extravagant terrace to host garden parties and lazy summer nights. So being filthy rich, he decided to build it. And that's what we can see right above us here.
He had this whole fortune from selling soap.
Yeah.
And unbelievable. Right. Look how far it goes round.
It's absolutely massive. We should describe what it looks like a bit more. So it's currently over the top of like a walled garden.
Can
so
I
we
say
can't
what it
get
looks
in
like?
It right now. Yeah.
Genuinely.
What?
It looks like a mini Trafford Centre. Like if
but
you
but with no walls.
It's got domes, it's kind of like it's a bit Great Wall of China-esque with a roof on, but like
yeah, it's
a pergola
all,
roof.
It's all elevated. So imagine some like mini railway arches all in brickwork, and then on top of it you've got what would you call them, like trellises almost, but essentially it's these open terraces that you can walk down. God, he must have had some proper lavish parties. This is massive.
Is it the man who did Lush?
Yeah, Lord Leven Hume, the founder of Lush. But it's, I don't know how to get in.
There's a sign here.
Okay. The pergola is one of the hidden delights of Hampstead Heath. It overlooks West Heath and was the dream of William H. Lever.
Lever?
Later Lord Lever Hume. Sorry, I said his name wrong. Lever Hume. Do you know Lever?
Isn't Lever a soap maker, though? Lever something?
I mean, I feel like you're just saying that because you know he made his fortune from soap. He said, a wealthy idealist, patron of the arts, architecture and landscape gardening. Now, if you're still wondering what it looks like, literally go onto Instagram and search for Pergola and Hill Gardens. Go on to places, it will come up. And I'm going to tap on it now. Yeah. So many beautiful photos of very attractive women posting it. Oh my God, James, look.
Mm.
Someone got proposed to here in April.
Oh God, absolutely.
Little idea for you. Right next to the pergola is one of the largest households I've ever seen in my life. Oh, so the soap man, he lived here 1904 to 1925. Then it was bought by some baron, right?
Yeah.
Baron Inverforth.
Yeah.
Which is why it's named Inverforth House, I guess. Then they gave it to the hospital after his death in the 50s. Roll forward to 1990s when it was converted into two houses and seven apartments.
Apartments?
Yeah.
I want to look at the apartments
Me
now.
Me too.
Hello, poshos.
Hello. It's the kind of place that if you were into taking, like, Instagram photos.
Yeah.
It's like heaven.
So Instagrammable for the Insta fans.
And also a very good place for people to get married. Guess how much? Guess how much to hire out this place?
Not a clue.
£2,300.
Well, that's less than I thought it was.
I know. I thought it was pretty good. Mind you, it's not massive. Like, you wouldn't be able to have like 100 people.
No.
Maybe like 30. So, we are now exiting the pergola area.
Well, I really enjoyed that.
Don't you think everyone should come here?
Yeah. That's a good place to go and visit.
Yeah. Okay. Are we counting it?
Yeah.
Are we locking it in?
We're locking it in.
Fantastic.
How many are we on?
We're now on four.
Oh.
Just one more to go.
Excellent. Right. I've got one as well, but we need to get a bit of a brisk walk on to to the north of Hampstead Heath.
Well, after a very brisk walk, you do need a few hours if you come here, don't you?
Yeah.
To properly explore it.
Big old place.
We are at Kenwood House, which is one of my favourite parts of Hampstead Heath.
It's lovely.
It's a massive white estate home. You might have seen it in, what's the film?
Notting Hill.
Yeah. When they do the period drama kind of film shooting.
Yeah. Julia Roberts was here.
It is absolutely beautiful. Go on then. You promised me a fact. It better be a good one.
Yeah. So we're standing at the house looking out across the grounds. Mm-hmm. And if you look down there, there's a lake. You see that lake?
Yes.
It's called Thousand Pound Pond.
Ooh.
It's not a lake, it's a pond.
Why is it called Thousand Pound Pond?
Don't know. That's not my fact.
Okay, sorry.
But at the end of the pond, at the far end there, mm-hmm. see that white thing? What is it?
Oh, a bridge.
Yes.
I've never seen that before.
That is a bridge.
Yeah.
And what do you do with bridges?
Cross to the other... Is that where we're going? We're going to cross the other side?
If you could, not with that. It's called Sham Bridge.
Right.
Sham. S-H-A-M Bridge.
Yeah.
Because it's not a real bridge.
It's just fake.
It's just put in to be aesthetically pleasing.
It is very aesthetically pleasing.
And it was just to give a nice picture. So if we can go up to it and have a look at it, there's actually nothing. It's just a 2D bit of wood panelling.
You're joking.
That looks
like a set piece.
It's a bit of set design to make it look like a bridge. It's to be a focal point of a picture. That's what people have said.
So someone who lived here kept looking at the lake and was like, do you know what that lake needs? A bridge, but not a real one.
Je ne sais quoi. And there it is.
Okay, do you know what? For the illusion, for the fact that I would have bet a lot of money that was a legit bridge, I think that's interesting.
It's just nice, isn't it? It's just a bridge.
But it does look bloody lovely.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a full house now. That's it. Five things.
We managed to agree on five interesting things.
And we've covered so much of Hampstead Heath.
We really have. Do you want to see how many steps I've done?
I was just loading that right now.
14,860 steps.
Oh.
Whoa,
I've
just
jumped. 15,900.
What have you been doing?
I went on a little jog.
I'm absolutely knackered, James. Let's get back, pour ourselves a large gin, and we can go through what we liked and whether we would recommend this place to you.
Let's go.
And just like that, we're back.
We're back.
James.
Yeah?
Like, I know we did 14... Well, you did 15,000 steps.
15K.
In fact, you know what? I've looked at it since. I'm on 17,000 now.
What?
Oh, no. That's enough for nearly 2 days.
That is a marathon.
It is. Not quite.
Now we're home.
Yeah.
One final gin.
Yes.
I've got one, but you
sure
haven't got one.
I'm not sure if I need one.
Now, okay. I'm going to give you this one.
Oh, okay.
This is a gin called Silent Pool.
Yes.
Now, it's a very nice gin.
It's very nice.
It's not sponsored or anything.
No.
But there is a bit of a position when you leave it on the drinks trolley. And
right.
So it's called Silent Pool. Mm-hmm. But if you have it tilted round too far, you don't see the L, the final L.
Oh, for God's sake.
So it looks like you're having a shot of silent poo, which is very different. Don't ask for that at the bar because you'll get ejected.
No, can I just say though?
Yeah.
Surely though, like, what's the best? Oh, I'm sorry that I've taken it to this round, but let me just say this. What's the best kind of poo you can have, right?
Silent poo.
Well, but what's it
called? Oh, it's called a ghostie.
It is called a ghostie. But that's another name for it, right? A silent poo.
No, that's no splash.
Oh, sorry. Let's move away from the store chat. And I'll have a gin, please.
Right, okay. Silent pool with an L. Two L's, actually. And then you can help yourself to tonic.
Oh, you can tell when I've had a couple of gins because I find James's crap jokes funny.
Literally crap.
Oh, this whole podcast has been so poo-based. We started with Gillian McKinney.
This is Gillian's favourite gin. She was like, do you know what? I love that silent pool.
Stop it.
I'm going to send her a bottle.
Stop it. I am actually so gutted that we didn't see Gillian McKeith. And actually, I think we did a horrible, horrible explanation of who she is. If you don't know her name, she's like a nutritionist. Is that a real...
She collapsed on I'm a Celebrity. No, and it was stop, some of stop, the stop. Best TV I've ever seen.
She was on I'm a Celebrity because she's a TV... I'm going to have to... Is she like a dietitian?
Poo inspector.
That's basically why she's very well known, is because she used to wang on about everyone's number twos. But she is a nutritionist. That is her thing.
Nutritionist.
But we didn't see her, so I'm quite gutted. Here's my gin. Gone for a slimline. I prefer it. I'm going to put it out there.
I don't. Mm. So.
So.
Hampstead Heath.
Yeah, we should probably actually talk about Hampstead Heath. The big first question, did you have fun?
Loved it. Love Hampstead Heath.
Yeah.
Lots of walking.
Mm. I felt quite healthy.
But it is a lovely place to go and explore.
It's so nice. As long as you've got nice weather.
Which we did.
Yeah, I think it is such a good place to go. And... it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think I looked on like TripAdvisor and it's like number 49 or something like that on places to go in London. Yeah. So you might not necessarily think of it if you are not from London. But if it's good weather, please go. It's such a lovely place.
That's lovely.
Yeah, really, really nice. What was your favourite part?
Favourite bit was the pergola, because I'd never seen good. That before. And it was like a hidden little thing. Next to Mr. Soapman's house.
And you know what was really interesting, especially because it was such a lovely hot day, I thought that it would be quite busy because genuinely, if you go on Instagram and you search for the Hill and Pergola Gardens, like the most beautiful Instagram shots come up. So I thought we might see a few of them. It would be really, really crowded, but it wasn't.
No.
There was
dead.
Very, very few people there. So I think it's still a bit of a hidden gem. So absolutely check it out.
Go explore it.
Do you know what my favourite part was?
What was yours?
How many dogs there were.
Oh, there were loads of dogs.
So many dogs.
Yeah.
Like, just great. Let's go out, see a load of cute dogs. Do you know what? I am a bit gutted we didn't see any celebrities, but it was fine because it was made up by the doggos.
Devastated by the no celebrities.
I can't believe it.
Like, not one.
I really hoped we'd see Judi Dench.
That was my least favourite thing about going.
Oh, well, I was about to come on to needs improvement. Is that yours?
I mean, someone who's in charge of Hampstead Heath needs like a little turnstile or something at a
for
gate.
For the celebs.
Just to let celebs in evenly.
So one every 2 hours.
An hour at least, every half hour. Just mix them up. Like, go on, off you go. Bono, off you go. Gillian. Off you go.
Judy.
Not Garland. Dench.
My needs improvement, which to be fair to them, isn't their own fault. They're just too popular for their own good. But they do have toilets.
Oh, yeah.
But I had to queue for 20 minutes.
But men.
In and out.
In and out. Penises, happy. Isn't it?
Oh, God, to have a penis. Overall, then.
Yeah.
Would you say it is worth going to Hampstead Heath?
Yes, go to Hampstead Heath.
Such an easy answer. Like, when you don't have to pay anything to go somewhere.
It's free. They don't even charge you to walk.
It's my favourite price.
Free. Ice creams they'll charge you from the van.
Yeah.
But everything else is free. Looking, walking.
And also in general, if you're not from the London area, I think in general, most people are locals out there.
Yeah.
It's actually not, I don't feel like it's a super touristy place.
Not yet.
It just feels like a place that if it's a nice day, everybody in London kind of congregates to.
Yeah. When it is a super hot day as well and everyone's sat out having a picnic, great. Having a few gin tins, it's lovely.
Yeah. So definitely worth it.
Yeah.
That leads us to our final bit, James. Marks out of 10.
Oh, what am I going to give it? 7.2.
Oh.
2.
Shut up.
7.2.
Are you joking?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you being so specific?
Because I was going to give it more.
No one, literally no one grades like that.
This guy does.
Okay, well,
7.2. That's 72%.
I'm still sticking to the like 0.5s. Like 0.5, I thought was going a bit too
square
far. Wow, wow, wow. Well,
what are you rating it as?
I'm giving it a big fat 8.
8.
Yeah.
Is that the highest number yet?
That's my highest score yet.
7.6 average.
It's. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to double check that.
Listen to this. 7.2
plus 8 is 15.2 divided by 2. It's 7.6. You are such a genius.
Thanks.
Oh my God, I think that makes it top of our list so far.
Well done, Heath.
Well done, Hampstead Heath. Let's see though. We've got loads of really interesting places coming up very soon.
Yeah.
Including, oh, am I allowed to say this? We're off on holidays.
Yeah.
To North Wales.
We're going to North Wales.
So we might actually do some outside of London.
Poppy ping.
And this is a big question we've had a lot from people who have said, are you just going to do London? Nah.
No.
No, 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 no. It's just because it's the pandemic that we've been, you know, keeping a bit local. But the dream, surely the dream is to do it abroad. Oh, my God.
Imagine having to drink in another country and go and see some tourist crap. Not crap, but other tourist stuff.
Well, if it is crap, we'll rate it, yeah, you know, accordingly. But I do believe that when we're abroad, James, there's a different level of drinking.
When we're on holiday.
Yeah.
Drink Central. That's where I go.
We should do a new podcast called Drink Central.
Drink Central.
Yeah. We digress. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Massive shouts. Actually, we want to give the biggest shout out to everybody who has rated and reviewed.
Yes.
I do believe it's only on Apple Podcasts. So if you listen elsewhere, don't worry. Chill. It's totally fine.
I know you can rate on other places too.
Oh, well, basically, wherever you are listening, just have a little look for us if you can rate and write a review.
Yeah, write, please.
Yeah. Honestly, we've been so surprised by this. We hear it all the time on the podcast that we listen to. I cannot believe how much of a difference it makes.
Yeah.
It makes such a major difference. We were like in the top charts. It's so nice to see our faces amongst all these really
posh. I can't believe it.
All these posh podcasts, it's bloody lovely. So thank you so much if you've done that already. In terms of next week, oh, James, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Give us a clue for the next episode where we're off to.
Ride.
Ooh. One word clue.
That's a good clue, isn't it?
I like that. I like that a lot. Thank you so much for listening. James, let's end on a cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. And we will speak to you in the next episode of Tipsy Tourism.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.